morning. My talk is on combining ARS process-based water and wind erosion prediction technologies. I'd like to recognize my co-authors, Jim Frankenberger, the Erosion Lab, Fred Fox, and Larry Wagner with the Wind Erosion Research Unit in Manhattan, Kansas, and Jim Askoff with the Agricultural Systems Research Unit in Fort Collins, Colorado. I also have a number of collaborators. There's a few of them listed here. Some NRCS folks in particular, Frank Jeter and Ken Rojas, and Norm Widman, and Clint Truman with ARS in Tifton, Georgia as well. Bit about why this project is in existence. USDA is moving toward a new direction in erosion and natural resource modeling in general. There are less and less resources for these modeling efforts. Also looking at new modular modeling techniques and component libraries that we can preserve existing knowledge and have tested and approved modules that can be used in developing new models. Also, more consistency and efficiency in user models is desired, as was mentioned in terms of NRCS, for using a single interface and database for a variety of simulations, whether it be wind erosion modeling or water erosion modeling, or some of these other things that we've talked about here in terms of irrigation or tillage erosion, for example, and also minimization of deployment, training, and maintenance costs for their staffs. Oops, I got ahead of myself. Got to watch out for those animations. Anyway, in 2004, NRCS reevaluated its need for erosion prediction from ARS. A high-priority long-term need of NRCS was developing a common wind and water erosion process model to work with a single interface and database and to give consistent results for plant growth, water balance, crop yields, et cetera. This resulted in development of a new CRISP project at the Soil Erosion Lab that I'm leading that was recently approved through the OSCR process in ARS to develop a common wind and water erosion model for NRCS use by the end of 2011. To use water erosion components from WEP, wind erosion components from WEPs, and potentially components from other ARS and other models. And to cooperate with NRCS in developing the necessary interfaces and databases for this system. A little bit of background, WEPS is a process-based continuous simulation wind erosion model been developed over the past 25 years by the group in Manhattan, Kansas. Field testing and implementation by NRCS of WEPS has begun in the past 2 years, and I think we'll hear more about that in a later presentation today. And recently, WEPS has incorporated the WEP model hydrology to decrease their model runtime. And this is just a screen capture of the WEPS Windows software. WEP is a process-based continuous simulation water erosion model. It's been developed by ARS, NRCS, Forest Service, BLM, and others over the past 25 years as well. 22 years, actually. WEP is maintained at the Soil Erosion Laboratory. And we have a large number of users, particularly the Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management, but of other users. These are just some screen captures of WEP in terms of Windows interface for hill slope simulations, as well as GIS-based WEP applications looking at watershed simulations and spatial simulations or estimations of erosion. The new project objectives, the main one is to integrate the modeling technologies in WEP and WEPs. Through the use of the object modeling system, which I'll talk about in a little bit, or OMS, into a single wind and water prediction system. Also to look at incorporation, testing, and verification of new erosion science and related components. And I'll talk a bit about potential improvements in erosion science code, as well as other things such as winter processes, tillage erosion, ephemeral gully erosion, and other things. And cooperate with ARS scientists and NRCS staff that are working on the SEEP, or the Conservation Assessment Effects Project, to extract relevant modules to look at developing regional watershed scale models. Some of the project objectives that are listed here, and I'm not going to go over the milestones, all of them, but in the first 12 months to look at particularly the developing the wind erosion components in OMS, and doing some testing validation with the water erosion components for single storms. In 24 months, looking at developing a detailed software design document. Going to be meeting here tomorrow with some NRCS folks in terms of specific user requirements and developing plans for the initial model for NRCS. And then into the future in terms of the adding in some of these new winter components into OMS and developing the NRCS interfaces for model testing and training, potentially adding in rangeland components in the fourth year, and then by the end of the sixth or the fifth year, having a system that will at least initially look at simulations on cropland conditions. We're also examining two development paths for this model. The first is to extract these components as mentioned in the project plan and develop these within the object modeling system. The second is to utilize the WEPS model code as a basic framework and add in the WEP water erosion model components. The object modeling system, I want to get a little bit of background on this. Jim Askoff has a poster this afternoon in the session that goes into more detail on this. Components in OMS are software units that are context independent. So basically we either build components out of in Java code, or we take components that are already existing in other models, such as in WEP Fortran code, and then build these components. The components and then be combined, published to a component library, and then combined into a model, and then run within the model. And just some screen capture of the OMS system. This is the OMS user interface, currently version 2.1. There's a workspace with modeling projects that contain all the resources that need to develop and run the model. So the source code, documentation, the input data, the output from the models, and setting up simulation runs. Native components, which is what I've been mostly working with, can be implemented in Fortran, C or C++, or they can be written directly as Java code. And there's models within this system to or model wizards to develop these components. And the component connectivity shows and controls how these components are connected to the model data, and the references point to the model attributes. In terms of progress to date in this system, I've been working on this actually before this CRISP project, but starting actually in late 2004. In 2005, we developed some standalone Fortran code that was based upon the WEP model runoff and erosion components. Our first OMS modules were developed in the summer of 2005, and we had a model there that would basically do wind or water erosion predictions for single storms and then multiple single storm simulations. In 2006, we had an initial prototype continuous model with some water balance components and water erosion prediction. And this is just a screen capture of the water erosion model itself that was developed in OMS called Eroder. In 2006, in October, a prototype continuous model that included both water erosion and wind erosion components was developed in OMS. And in May, we had a meeting on winter erosion processes and modeling for this new common erosion model held at the National Soil Erosion Research Lab, with plans for cooperative research and model testing developed at that meeting. This past September, the prototype wind and water model was ported into the newest OMS version 2.1. And this is just a screen capture of that WWM, or wind and water erosion model, is what we're calling it right now, prototype in OMS. And more detailed here, I've got a pointer. Basic water balance initializations, there's a daily loop here. All of the looping, the control logic for the main project that you would have in Fortran, for example, is handled within the OMS model structure. So there's a daily loop. There's potential evapotranspiration calculations that are handled here. A 24-hour loop within the daily loop that then does the infiltration calculations and soil water redistribution. And then if there is runoff that's been predicted in the hydrology parts, we then do the water erosion prediction. So these are components that have been pulled out of WEP or built new to work within this system. And then we have a erosion by wind component down here, which has been basically the standalone component that's been taken from the WEPS model. and the outputs from these that are developed or predicted within OMS are basically the same that are coming out of WEP for water erosion and for WEPs for wind erosion predictions. Future steps with this approach in OMS, we need to develop NRCS user requirements and a complete design document, add more components in terms of plant growth, parameters, estimation, and other things to the library and to link these in with this existing prototype, properly set up spatial looping to represent both a gridded wind detachment region and a water erosion hill slope profile, and to test the OMS models against the original WEP and WEPS models and compare to field experiment data, and work with NRCS to develop the interfaces and databases. Potential improvements to the OMS erosion code that we're working on are going to be working on adding prediction of sediment particle size classes and improve the current WEP approach when moving between spatial planes, improve the prediction of an effective fall velocity for sediment deposition, allow use of other sediment transport equations instead of only the Yalin equation that is currently used within WEP, and also solve the full Yalin equation at each point down a profile instead of the approximation that's used in WEP, and implement a different type of gridding solution that would perform better for longer slope lengths than the current Runge Cutter procedure. Additional things, looking at adding the dynamic WEP equations from Kinneros that Mark Nearing currently has in that model, investigating a stream power approach of Yang as an alternative to the current excess flow shear stress that's used in WEP, add parameter estimation and adjustment routines for soil erodibilities, looking at examination of adding wind-driven rain contributions to water erosion, that's probably a future thing, and then add the ability to control erosion from soil amendments, so perhaps some of these things that Bob Soika was in terms of water chemistry effects that are not currently recognized in any of the water erosion models. And then the winter process stuff in terms of improving the erosion predictions from frozen and thawing soils. The second development path that I mentioned was to utilize the WEPS model code as the major framework and add the WEP model water balance runoff water erosion components to that. The advantages to this is that WEPS is already being implemented and tested by NRCS. The databases and interfaces are already there, and WEPS has recently incorporated the WEP model water balance and hydrology code to improve their runtime. Disadvantages are that this code in WEPS can only simulate single accounting regions, and it doesn't provide the spatial representations that we currently have in WEP or in the water erosion model that we have in OMS. So it doesn't really look at these things. The advantages there in terms of the agency, in terms of making more maintainable and reusable software and components. Progress on this, the WEP water balance was incorporated into the WEPS model in 2005-2006. Major work was done by Fred Fox with the wind erosion unit staff. The kinematic wave computations for predicting peak runoff rate and the water things that are needed by water erosion predictions were added in 2006 at our lab. And we most recently added in the interreal-real erosion predictions from WEP into this code, and currently linking in parameters to do the water erosion simulations. And a simple GUI has been built to run this combined WEPs and WEP code for testing. Future work is to complete the linkage of the WEP parameters to WEPs, where it's not possible to do that, to add WEP components to generate the necessary information for parameterization and other things, test and verify this combined code against the individual models, and modify the WEPS database and interfaces to provide the additional inputs that we need to run these WEP equations. Okay, a little bit about what the common model might look like in the last 5 minutes that I have here. For NRCS field implementation, would likely be a web browser interface that might be used. The user would zoom to an area of interest, similar to the current web-based WEP interface approach, and then identify the field within that area that would automatically then load the soil climate and topographic inputs that would be needed. The user would need to identify the land management that is on the field or being planned for the field, and for water erosion, probably specify an outlet point for a channel network. And then the simulations of wind and or water erosion could be made for that site. So for example, zooming into an area of interest starting out from a state level perhaps, zooming into a closer level, looking at a channel network being derived for water erosion simulations, but then defining an area of interest, and a watershed outlet, and then a field of interest here, this rectangular area that we could then, after running a water simulation in terms of this entire watershed, simulating a field that we could then look at what the spatial estimates averaged over that area might be, and also at the visual representation showing the highest areas of water erosion loss, as well as wind erosion predictions, and coming out with some type of average annual values for the water erosion and wind erosion if a combined simulation was run. This is all vaporware up here. Just for your information. In summary, the current development efforts are towards creating a combined wind and water erosion model based on WEP and WEP science for ultimate use by NRCS. There are two development paths we are looking at, and the common models as implemented by NRCS will probably be a web-based geospatial interface with online databases. Thanks very much. Are there any questions? Questions?
Well, what kind of feedback are you getting from NRCS as you progress down the road? Or are you working closely with them on a month-to-month basis and including them in discussions?
Yes, and we're meeting tomorrow at lunch to try and to get some more information in terms of user requirements and also setting up a meeting for early next year with all the interested parties in NRCS that can help define some of the requirements, more of the requirements for the combined model.
Are you thinking ahead about remotely sensing the field with satellites and so on to see what the problems in management really are?
That would certainly be a possibility. I've not thought a lot about that myself, but there are land use layers that are available already, and some of those may be obtained that way. But that's a good idea, though, John. Thanks. Question?
Yes. How high a priority are you putting on, say, getting a handle on the soil landscape factors? In other words, what kind of grid structure you're going to use to get get a handle on the soil landscape scale factors? What kind of priority are you putting on that versus, say, the whole business of getting in tillage erosion, winter erosion, winter processes, all of these more structural types of things?
Well, my highest priorities are in terms of the basic model structure. And really, the initial direction that was given to us by NRCS in 2004 was for a plot field scale model. So I showed you watershed stuff because most recently in discussions with NRCS, the interest has been in, or there was interest in that type of system in terms of a model application at a watershed based thing where you could look at that scale. But initially looking at, hill slope scale in terms of water erosion predictions and a field grid scale, typical simulation for a wind erosion prediction on that. So in terms of getting the model simulation set up to do that system. So I've not been focusing a whole lot on the landscape gridding type of stuff yet, Steve.
Yes.
Question?
Is that the combined model can be applied in the other kind of data?
It could be applied anywhere if you have the databases to run it, if you have the data inputs to run it, so. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So in this case, with the example that you showed, the long-term prediction for wind erosion, one would take into account wind fields.
That is certainly the hope of the people in Manhattan. They would really like to get that ability added to WEPs. Currently, that's not there. So whether that will be there or not in the initial release that's made, At the very least, we're going to do everything that WEPS 1.0 can do right now, which does not account for those types of things. So I also should mention there's a third option that I have not explored yet, and that is to incorporate the WEPS erosion components into WEP. We have those components isolated because that's what we put into OMS right now, so that's another alternative too.